Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates.
Praise God, and welcome to another roundtable with Pastors Johnson, Ralston, and Evans. Glory to God. And we're glad that we can come into your living room and speak with you and let you hear the things that are happening around the world and upon the earth. It's time now that we look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. So let's get on with it. This roundtable is not meant to be a political roundtable, but we are looking at the end times events that parallel Bible prophecy. The Antichrist will be a man, possibly in his 40s, possibly of Muslim descent, who will deceive the nations with pervasive language and have a massive Christ-like appeal. The prophecy says that people will flock to this man. He will promise all kinds of false hope and peace in the world. And when he is in power, he will destroy everything. Could it be Obama? Maybe not. But at the least, he is acting like we would expect the Antichrist to act. And we're seeing that more and more every day. Now, it's being reported that secret money is getting into Obama's campaign funds. And again, this is not a political roundtable. This is a religious roundtable. The courts have ruled that we can get into these things as religious reporters, or however you want to put that. So, it is reported that there's secret money getting into Obama's campaign funds. More than half of the whopping $426.9 million Barack Obama has raised has come from small donors whose names the Obama campaign will not disclose. Also, questions have arisen about millions more in foreign donations the Obama campaign has received that may not be legitimate. Federal law does not require the campaign to identify donors who give less than $200 during the election cycle. However, it does require that campaigns calculate running totals for each donor and report them once they go beyond the $200 mark. Surprisingly, the great majority of Obama donors somehow never break that $200 mark. Do we have comments? Pastor Evans.
Yes, I'm reading a lot about that, and I've seen some sites that said that over $200 million of that has come from the Arab nations. They take up special suppers for him at $100 a plate or more, and this money gets here and somehow gets into that account without our government knowing. And I've seen some of the names that they've used 30, 40 times. You know, there's bad Acorn. Of course, he's in charge of Acorn, too, so what do we expect?
Amen. Brother Ralston, comment.
There's no doubt about it. When you got secret donors, that's part of the deception. The interesting part is, even though there are people that are going to shout it from the housetops where this money is going to come from, there's many people that aren't going to understand or are not going to believe it. And obviously, we're seeing an agenda that is secret, that is being put into motion. You mentioned about the possibility of Obama being possibly the Antichrist. He's certainly a type of Antichrist. By the things that I have actually heard him say when he had his speeches with the debates and the things that I was hearing him say, it just sounds like he could go one way or the other once put into the presidency. So I see a lot of things that would line up with an Antichrist type of person.
That's very true, you know, and I'm watching at least the reaction of people to Obama. What I'm seeing is what I would have expected to see on their faces, the way they act, if the Antichrist was alive and well and standing right there. Again, I agree with you. He's a type of Antichrist. We don't know that he's Antichrist. He could be, but I don't think he is, but he could be. We're looking at these things to let you know how close it is. Not so much that he is or he isn't, but we're seeing what the Bible says is going to happen, happening right now. Now, those small donations have added up to more than $200 million, all of it from unknown and unreported donors. The rise of the Internet as a campaign funding tool raises new questions about the adequacy of FEC requirements on disclosure. In pre-internet fundraising, almost all political donations, even small ones, were made by bank check, leaving a paper trail and limiting the amount of fraud. But now, that alone sounds suspicious. Now, where do you suppose these funds might be coming from? Overseas, for instance. Brother Evans commented on that. The FEC has compiled a separate database of potentially questionable overseas donations that contains more than 11,500 contributions totaling $33.8 million. More than 520 listed their state as IR. Now, I don't know if you know that, but that is often used as an abbreviation for Iran. Any comments? Brother Ralston.
Well, that should tell you something right there. If that doesn't raise the danger signals, nothing will. Money coming from Arab nations to supply for a would-be president in America? No way. That should tell you right there that although you're trying to purport him as being American and everything and true blue, you know, coming through and going to be good for the nation and everything, yeah, he's being supported by Arab nations. I think that's unprecedented because I don't believe Arab nations would support normally any man being president here in America. I certainly haven't heard anything about the other candidate receiving money from Arab nations to help his presidency. That right there just alone should raise a signal that something's up and something's not true, something's un-American about it.
Yes, Brother Evans.
I totally agree, but we have a problem with it. You say, what's that? Even though everybody is telling the people all about this, there's such a charisma about him that's been given to him by the wrong source that he can do all this wrong, and the people just believe he does nothing but good. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter what we tell them, they're going to believe he does nothing but good. I mean, these were all good people that give him all this money, even though they come out of Muslim countries overseas. It's all good money. It was our servicemen over there. Now, if you believe that lie, like so many people have said, I've got a bridge I'd like to sell you.
In a letter dated June 25th, 2008, the FEC asked that the Obama campaign verify a series of $25 donations from a contributor identified as Will Good from Austin, Texas. Mr. Goodwill listed his employer as loving and his profession as you. Not only that, there was a doodad pro of Nunda, New York, who gave $17,130, both in excess of the $2,300 per person federal limit. Now, Palestinian brothers inside the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip are listed in government election filings as having donated $29,521 and, of course, 54 cents to Senator Barack Hussein. Now, I want to use that word. They want to come after me for it. That's fine. Hussein Obama's campaign. I'm going to ask you about comments on these donors, but I want to make one comment here. No Muslim can include in his name Hussein and not be Muslim. That can't happen. He wouldn't live very long if that was the case. Brother, what do you think about Mr. Loving Goodwill and Mr. Doodad here giving money to Obama's campaign? Does that sound to you like some kind of Muslim fooling around? Brother Evans.
Well, I don't know for sure, but you know, isn't it strange that that sounds like Acorn? That's what Acorn's trying to tell us. I mean, they had one guy that registered 73 times, another guy I don't know how many times. Isn't that strange? And then when you trace it back, you see that Obama started that whole organization. Boy, that's strange.
Pastor Ralston.
You know, it's no secret that there are many Muslims here now in America, and they've increased in, I don't know what you would want to call it, but they've been coming into our country, a lot of them into New York, the area. There's no doubt about it. So it's no secret there. So it's no secret to me that these donations are from Muslims, which tells me a lot about the candidate that they're sending the money to so willingly in such large amounts.
Well, I don't know how the people of America can be so blind to what's going on today. We're in an election where, in my opinion, nobody's electable. There's a plan. I have some ideas of what this plan might be. I don't know what it might be, but I have ideas what this plan might be. And I will just say quickly that it could possibly be a plan to keep Mr. Bush in office. We'll take all this roundtable and explain that one, so think about that one for a while. The truth is that Mr. Obama is the most single liberal senator in the entire U.S. Senate. Mr. Obama talks about getting past party affiliates, getting past red and blue, to lead the United States of America. Over the summer, Mr. Obama talked about invading Pakistan, a nation armed with nuclear weapons, and of meeting without preconditions with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who vows to destroy Israel and create another Holocaust, and also with Kim Jong II, who is murdering and starving his people, and right now, from what I understand, is paying for that physically, because I think when you do things like that, God is not happy when you do things like Kim Jong II did. So, is there any comments on this? Pastor Evans.
There was a couple from Canada, and we started talking back and forth and talking about the election, and they said that all of Canada is fearful that he's going to get elected, and they don't know what that will do with our relationship with them. I thought, wow, they're worried up there. Americans seem like they're not worried, and I don't know what they're learning in college today, but from what I'm hearing, they can't be learning very much for the way that they're leaning.
That's also true of Israel. Israel's very, very fearful of Obama getting elected. Pastor Olson?
At the same time, while these couple of nations are fearful of him being elected, I think there are other nations would love to see him elected. And in particular, the ones that you mentioned, being Iran and North Korea, which have been acknowledged as being part of an axis of evil, which we don't hear too much about, only a little bit here and there. But just that right there bothers me a little bit. Because what's behind that? Them wanting to see someone like Obama become president.
Well, then I would say the main point here is that we have two nations that are fearful, but many that are not, that really want it. So therefore, there's another Antichrist situation for us to look at, and I believe that we're seeing all these things happening right before our eyes. Yes, Brother Owens.
This couple from Canada, they said to me, "We were so excited when Hillary was running, and we would have gladly welcomed her as the president, but not him."
Boy, that makes me shudder. I don't know who would be worse. I mean, you talk about the evil trilogy. There you go, right there. Any one of the three of them getting in, and we're in big trouble. But, you know, I don't think it matters a whole lot who gets in there. I do agree that Mr. Obama seems to be the worst of the bunch, but these folks are all puppets on a string. And there's what's called the Illuminati out there, the world elite, the filthy rich, if you will. There's just a few of these people who basically run the world. They're pulling these people's strings. And whoever gets in there is going to do their bidding or else. You know what that or else is, don't you? I mean, there was a guy called John Kennedy. And John Kennedy, although he was a Democrat, I felt was a darn good president. He started doing things the way he thought they ought to be done. And look what happened to him. So I'm not going to mention what happened to him because I could get in trouble. But, you know, this is what's going on if you don't do what they tell you. I'm not saying that's going to happen to anybody else. I'm just saying if they don't do what they tell you, you're not going to be in office for very long. Obama has emphasized that the nuclear option was off the table against terrorists. And I think this is something very important that we ought to be discussing because I think the nuclear option, biblically, we really need to look at that because the way the Bible speaks about some of the things that are going to happen in the end times, to me, can appear only nuclear except by a fiery hand from God. So this is something no president has ever taken off the table, the nuclear option, since we created nuclear weapons in the 1940s. And although nukes in themselves are very dangerous, just think about the danger of anyone, especially the President of the United States, saying we won't use them. Exactly another Antichrist scenario. And we're about at the end of the game here, folks. I'm telling you, these are the end times. The last day signs are all over the place. Now, both candidates that we have right now are on the socialized medicine. I don't know if you saw that, but I realized that. We were able to get around that in the Clinton era, but it sounds like it doesn't matter which way we're going to go this time, we're going to be headed for this socialized medicine. And I know, and you should know, that socialized medicine does not work. It hasn't worked for any country that's instituted it. Why do you think everybody's trying to get into the United States of America? Because of our medicine. They want to get in here, not only for the money, but for the medical. So, just think about what Obama's socialized medicine might be doing to this country. His solution to everything is to have government take over. That's Big Brother on steroids, funded by our paychecks. Any comments? Pastor Evans.
And talking to those people from Canada, this is what the lady told me. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. I'm only reporting to you what she told me. I asked her about her medical cares up there in Canada, because we hear a lot about it. And she says, well, we have the right to go to a doctor or a hospital 30 times in a year. If something comes up that it takes more, we have to get permission from the government to do it. So if you get that kind of care, you can only go 30 times. After that, Uncle Sam was going to say yes.
That's exactly what I was trying to say. That's what socialized medicine is. Don't we, brothers, thank God that our physician is the great physician?
Amen.
That we have the great healer, the ones by whose stripes we are healed. Yeah. Pastor Olson, comment?
I see this as a lot of trouble already, because freedom to be able to choose, freedom to be able to do these things is going to go away in a great way, very, very limited, and there's going to be a lot of people that are going to suffer as a result of it.
I just received a letter from a friend, email from Alaska. They were sharing with me the Islamic code for taking over in America by the year 2020, and they've got a plan to take over us just like they did England and France. And in there, one of the things they said, will flood their hospitals and their doctor offices with Muslims so we can control them 100% when we take over.
Let me just slip one in here. There's a lot of controversy over Obama's birth certificate. And right now, there are two lawsuits that he is facing over this birth certificate being an improper certificate. Many believe that he was not even born in the United States of America. I'm one of those people. I don't know much about it. I did have the web address to get on and look at the birth certificate, but I never did that. Do either of you have an opinion concerning this possibly bogus birth certificate or whether he was even born in the United States? Because you know what? If he's not born in the United States, he should not be running for president. Brother Evans.
I've received a lot of information on that. I also have a copy of that certificate where it's already gone to court. They say that they went to Kenya.
Brother Evans is speaking of Obama's mother and father.
And while they were in Kenya, she gave birth to her child.
Obama.
When there was family problems going on, she didn't like the way that Muslim people treated women, and so she quickly flew back to Hawaii. And the next day, her parents got her down to get a birth certificate. And now if you ask for it, the only one they can come up with is a copy. And you know how good a copy is here in the United States if we try to get anything. And yet he's able to run.
How can he have a copy and still be legalized to be the president of the United States? Comment, Brother Ralston.
I can tell you the truth, that if I was going for presidency and I had a copy, I don't think I would go through.
I would probably fall through, not go through. The cracks, that is. Okay. Obama is pro-partial birth abortion and promises to appoint Supreme Court justices who would rule any restriction on it unconstitutional. Obama's spiritual leaders endorse homosex marriage. And he is moving in that direction also. I believe he actually endorses it, but he's pretty sly at getting around the issue. Obama could win unless people start looking behind his flowery speeches. And when I use that word flowery, I'm saying this is what the Antichrist will do. He will have the ability, again, I'm not saying Obama is that, but he's certainly a type, as Brother Ralston said. He has this flowery ability to sugarcoat everything. Comments? Brother Evans.
Yeah, I heard him talk about that in his debate, the last debate with John McCain. It doesn't seem to bother him how late term the pregnant fee is. If the woman wants an abortion, that's her privilege, that's her right. We should allow it. Well, in the natural, what he's saying is 100% true, if you're not a Christian. But if you're a child of God, that's murder. There's no way we can do it.
That is exactly the one thing that bothered me. I got to see one half an hour of the debate, and when I heard him and his comments concerning the abortion, I said immediately right there that all the signals went up. That wasn't very Christian at all, and his attitude towards it was very careless, and it really bothered me. And again, yeah, that's true. That very anti-Christ type of belief, politics, really.
Well, that's what we're looking at here in this roundtable. We've done one before on Mr. Obama. We're doing this one to be number two, I guess. But I want to tell you something. Uniting the country means adopting a liberal agenda and abandoning any conflicting beliefs. It's time to talk about the real Barack Hussein Obama, and that's what we're doing with you right now. This man was raised a Muslim in an Eastern Wahhabi school. That's a fact. It's a fact that he prayed Muslim. It's a fact that he lived Muslim and was taught Muslim. He says he was too young. Now listen, he was 10 years old, and at 10 years old, he was old enough to know what he was doing. Those are what they call our formative years, and that's what was forming him. And I want to tell you, if he was that, and he committed himself to Islam, if he had uncommitted himself and truly become a Christian, the Islamist jihadists would be looking for him to take him out. And they're not doing that. They're behind him 100%. So what does that tell you? Let's look at what the Bible says, the Christian Bible says about this. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, I realize that if Obama's a Muslim, he doesn't believe in the Christian Bible, but it doesn't matter. When God's Word is God's Word, it's true. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. So I'm telling you, if he was trained up as a child in the way he should have gone as a Muslim, he's still a Muslim. Comments? Pastor Evans.
There's a lot on the Internet. Of course, they tell you to stay off the Internet, and yet you can go on the Internet, and you can study his whole life history in a sense. You can see his school teacher is still alive, and she comments that, yes, he definitely studied their Bible.
The Quran.
He went to their mosque. He prayed just like all Muslim kids. And so, like we just said, for 10 years there, we can see a training that he denies. And then when he went to Hawaii, it's strange that a man come from the United States and helped train him. One went to Indonesia, and they said they saw the change in his life after that same teacher talks about it, and he become a leader in his school, and she saw the leadership qualities. We're not hearing anything about these things. We'd like to know more about him.
The only thing I got to say is here, he is a liberal senator, no doubt about it, but when I watch him, it comes across as very conservative. Everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be very controlled. Everything's going to be, you know, it's not as bad as it looks, you know, and all these things are purported lies. But it's just amazing how much of this information keeps coming up, keeps coming up, keeps coming up. If you just listen to some of it and start realizing that no matter how much conservatism he seems like he's purporting, there's a lot of activity that I believe if he comes into power, we're going to see that come to pass.
Praise God. Well, we thank you for being with us here at this round table. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Keep your ears open and your eyes open, because Jesus is coming, and you need to know that, you need to see that, and you need to join us as we meet him in the air. God bless you.
If you enjoyed that round table, please help us bring it to other people all over the world by sending your love gifts, tithes, and offerings to Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. In the times we live in, many cannot afford to do so. If you can, please pray about it. Thank you. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.